Welcome to the Christian Pure Podcast, where we empower you with practical tools to live a pure Christian life. Today, we are discussing Christian fasting. If you enjoy this podcast, please support us at christianpure.com/donate. Your support helps spread the good news and God blesses givers. The life of a Christian is filled with many opportunities to deepen our faith, and one of the most popular spiritual disciplines is fasting. However, it can be intimidating for those who have never done it before or are unfamiliar with the different types. This Christian fasting guide will provide the information you need to engage confidently in biblical fasting as a spiritual discipline. You'll learn why fasting is necessary, how to prepare for it, and what is expected from those who fast. It's designed to help you make your experience of fasting meaningful and rewarding. 1. What is fasting? When we fast, we go without food or certain types of food for a set period. This allows us to focus on God and let Him do what He can do, work miracles in our lives. Fasting isn't about starving ourselves. It's about spending a period with our Heavenly Father, talking to Him and listening to what He has to say. When we fast, it helps us symbolically put God first in our lives, allowing Him to control all physical, emotional, and spiritual areas. Fasting also allows us to deny our fleshly desires and give up things that may hinder us from hearing from God or serving Him fully. In this way, fasting serves as both a spiritual discipline and an act of humility before God. By fasting regularly, we can learn to turn away from sin and focus on following Jesus and His teachings. We also become more mindful of the needs of others around us, as well as develop better self-control over our actions. Fasting teaches us patience through tough times, how to trust God in all circumstances, and how important it is to remain connected with Him throughout life's journey. 2. Biblical basis of fasting. As Christians, we are called to fast. Biblical fasting is a powerful spiritual discipline and can be an essential part of our faith journey. It's an act of self-discipline and humility that involves abstaining from certain foods or activities to draw closer to God. But what exactly does the Bible say about fasting? Let's take a look. The Bible gives us some clear guidelines when it comes to fasting. In Matthew 6:16, 18, Jesus talks about how believers should fast quietly and humbly. He also explains that fasting should be done out of devotion to Him, not for show or attention. This passage reminds us that fasting is not just about abstaining from food, it's also about being devoted and obedient to God. Fasting can also be used as a form of prayer or intercession, as seen in Daniel 9:3. In this passage, and Daniel fasted as he prayed for forgiveness and guidance from God. We see that fasting allows us to actively seek God's will and pour our hearts before Him. Fasting is also mentioned throughout the Old Testament and New Testament as a way for believers to show their reverence for God and His Word. It was often done during repentance, mourning, or petitioning God for something specific. Whether you're seeking guidance or protection from the Lord, fasting can help you draw nearer to Him by focusing your mind on Him alone. 3. Why fasting is important. In Christianity, fasting is an integral part of the Christian faith, and it's something that more and more believers engage in. It profoundly impacts our emotional, mental, and spiritual lives. And here are three reasons why. Firstly, fasting brings us closer to God. When we fast, we're saying to God that He's essential in our lives. We're prioritizing Him and His love for us over anything else. This helps us to deepen our connection with Him and become more spiritually aware of His presence in our lives. Secondly, fasting helps us to gain clarity and focus on what truly matters. We can spend more time being still and listening to God's voice in our hearts when we fast. We can clear away all the clutter that often takes away from the things that matter, like spending quality time with family or focusing on personal growth. Thirdly, fasting allows us to appreciate better all God has given us. As we draw closer to Him through fasting, it's easier for us to recognize how blessed we are in good times as well as bad, and give thanks for all He does for us daily. Fasting is a powerful way for Christians to connect with God and become aware of His love for them. It brings clarity and focuses into life so believers can be thankful for all He has done for them each day. 4. Types of fasting. First off, there is what is known as the Daniel fast. This type of fast involves restricting one's diet to only fruits and vegetables for some time. It is based on the fasts that Daniel carried out in Scripture. Additionally, this type of fast allows us to be mindful of what we eat and how it affects our health. The second type of fast is known as the absolute fast. This type involves abstaining from all solid food and drink for some time. However, water may be allowed depending on the individual's preference. This type of fasting helps us to focus more on prayer and spiritual growth, while also allowing us to take control of our physical needs and desires. Finally, there is also a partial fast, where individuals limit their intake of certain foods or drinks for a specific period. This could include abstaining from meat or sweets, or reducing caffeine or alcohol consumption. However, this varies depending on the individual's preferences and goals. Whatever type you choose, each form of fasting can help you gain clarity in your relationship with God while improving your physical health. So friends, let us recognize these different types of fasting and consider which one might be best suited for us as individuals so that we can grow closer to God through fasting. 5. Preparing for fasting. When preparing for a fast, it's important to remember that it's both physical and spiritual. Set aside some time before your fast begins for times of prayer and reflection. Ask God to help you focus on Him during your fast and surrender any distractions or temptations that come your way. Make sure to also take care of yourself physically by eating nutritious meals, drinking plenty of water, getting enough rest and exercise, and avoiding unhealthy habits such as smoking or drinking alcohol. Another critical step in preparing for a fast is determining what type of fast and how long it will last. Will you do a partial or complete fast? Will it be for 1 day or 2 weeks? Consider your health when making this decision, as some people may need shorter fasting periods to build their strength. An accountability partner who will encourage you during your fast is also essential. Finally, ensure a plan is in place once the fast has ended. Think about how you will stay close to God after the fast completion is over, perhaps through regular times of prayer or scripture study. You may also want to set some spiritual goals to continue growing in faith even after the end of the fasting period. These steps will ensure a successful Christian fasting experience that brings you closer to God. 6. Strategies for successful fasting. Fasting isn't easy, but the right strategies can be a powerful tool to bring us closer to God. Let's look at some of the best ways to make your fasting experience successful. First, commit to fasting with an open heart. Ask God to reveal Himself and His will during this time and be willing to listen. Pray that He'll give you strength and guidance as you fast. Doing this invites Him into your journey so He can work powerfully in your life. Next, you can create a plan for yourself and stick with it. This could include what meals and snacks you'll have each day, when you'll take breaks from fasting, or even how often you'll pray during this time. Having a plan will help keep you motivated and on track throughout the process. Thirdly, keep going if it gets tricky. Fasting can be physically and mentally challenging, but don't let that stop you from experiencing all its benefits. Take regular breaks or shorter fasts if needed. Don't overdo it. Also remember, the more committed you are, the more significant impact the results will have in your life. Remember that, above all else, fasting is about drawing closer to God. So focus on developing your relationship with Him through prayer and worship as much as possible while fasting. Tip: find a scripture passage or verse related to your fast to meditate on throughout the day. This will help keep God at the center of your experience. 7. Benefits of fasting. As we have seen, fasting is a powerful tool for spiritual growth. But now, let's move on to consider the excellent benefits of fasting. First, let's talk about the spiritual benefits of fasting. Fasting helps us focus on God, and He will more efficiently, allowing us to pray more intensely and passionately than we could without it. It also helps us to be more sensitive to God's voice and break spiritual strongholds that may be hampering our growth. Mentally, fasting can help improve concentration and focus, benefiting work or school-related tasks. It can also help reduce stress levels as it helps to create a peaceful mind space that allows us to take a break from everyday worries. Physically, fasting has numerous health benefits. It can reduce inflammation, aid in weight loss, lower cholesterol levels, and even improve gut health. With all these physical benefits combined with spiritual ones, it's easy to see why this practice is so important. At its core, fasting is about connecting with God on a deeper level and getting closer to Him than ever before. And that connection will bring about so much joy in your life. So why not give it a try? You'll be amazed by what you discover. 8. Tips for spiritual growth. During fasting is an opportunity to tap into God's strength and be filled with His grace. Some tips can help us experience the full spiritual benefits of the discipline of fasting. First, let us remember to focus on God throughout the fast. When we focus our hearts and minds on Him, He will bless us with greater understanding, wisdom, and peace. This will give us added strength and direction as we continue our journey with Him. Second, take time during the day to pray and meditate. Letting go of all distractions allows us to hear God's voice more clearly. During these moments of stillness, He will bring revelation and insight that will guide us in life's decisions. Thirdly, keep a journal to record your thoughts and feelings during fasting. Writing down your daily prayers helps you focus on what matters, drawing closer to God. By tracking your progress along the way, you can also look back at how far you've come in faith growth over time. Fasting is an incredible way to strengthen our relationship with the Lord. Consistent commitment and dedication can reveal beautiful blessings that open up new possibilities for a joy-filled living. 9. Prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting are a powerful combination for Christians. It's an effective way to draw closer to God and receive breakthroughs. When we pray, we ask God for help and guidance. When we fast, we deny ourselves something physical to focus on spiritual matters. Here are 4 ways prayer and fasting can be used to seek wisdom or direction from God. When life presents us with hard decisions or unclear paths ahead, prayer and fasting let us quiet our minds so that the Lord can speak directly into our hearts. To break free from sinful habits or strongholds, by dedicating time to prayer and fasting, we create space for God's grace-filled presence to help us overcome temptations and live a holy life that honors Him. To bring healing into our bodies, if we face physical ailments, prayer and fasting can strengthen us during difficult times of illness or injury and provide healing for long-term issues. To make requests before God, we have access to the heavenly throne room through prayer. When we combine this with fasting, it helps bring urgency to those requests of provision, protection, deliverance, or any other needs you may have at the moment. These are just a few examples of how a return to prayer and fasting can be used in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. It's an incredible opportunity to come before God with humble hearts so He can work miracles in our lives. So take a step towards Him today by committing yourself to praying and fasting regularly. You won't be disappointed in the results. Frequently asked questions: is fasting required in Christianity? Fasting is an integral part of the Christian faith. It's a way to draw closer to God and seek His guidance. But is it required? Absolutely. Fasting has been practiced throughout the Bible and is still practiced today. So let's look closer at why fasting is essential in Christianity. 1. Fasting brings us closer to God. When we fast, we intentionally set aside time for God. As a result, we make room for Him to speak into our lives, allowing us to receive guidance on how best to live. 2. Fasting helps us gain self-control. Fasting helps us learn self-control and teaches us how to depend on the Lord instead of relying on ourselves or material things. 3. Fasting helps us pursue holiness. As Christians, we want to become more like Jesus daily. Fasting can help lead us toward holiness, as it allows us to reflect on our actions and strive for greater righteousness. 4. A great way of expressing humility. Fasting is excellent because it reminds us that we don't have all the answers and need God's help to grow spiritually. Fasting should be a part of every Christian's life, as it allows us to draw nearer to God and seek His direction. With the right attitude and heart, fasting can be a powerful tool that leads you toward spiritual growth. How long should I fast for? Fasting is an integral part of the Christian faith. It's a way to draw closer to God and focus on Him. But how long should you fast for? That depends on what you're hoping to accomplish. When you decide to fast, it's important to remember that it isn't just about depriving yourself of food. It's also about focusing on God and taking time away from the world to be with Him. When you fast, you can make it as short or as long as you'd like. For example, you could do a one-day fast or up to 21 days if you feel led by the Lord. No matter how long you choose to fast, setting aside time each day for prayer and reflection is essential. This will help keep your attention focused on the Lord rather than your hunger or discomfort. Also, if fasting for more than a day, ensure you balance your diet by eating healthy meals and drinking plenty of water throughout the week. Fasting allows us to draw closer to God in ways we wouldn't have been able to otherwise. Through fasting, we can humble ourselves before Him and focus our minds and hearts on His will for our lives. As we take this journey with Him, He promises that He'll never leave nor forsake us, no matter how long our fast may be. How do I break a fast? Breaking a fast can be just as important as the actual fasting experience. It's essential to break a fast properly if you want the full benefit of the time that you have spent in prayer and devotion. But how do you do it? Breaking a fast is reasonably straightforward. However, there are a few things to remember when it comes to ending your fasting period. First, it's best to start with light and nutritious foods, such as fresh fruit or vegetables. You can then slowly transition into more substantial meals while allowing your body time to adjust to its previous eating pattern. Also, please don't overindulge. Instead, focus on proper portions that will leave you satisfied but not overly full. It's also important to stay hydrated during this transition period. Drinking plenty of water will help your body adjust quickly and efficiently from the extended fasting period. In addition, drinking herbal teas and other hydrating beverages is also an excellent way to support your body during this time and ensure that you don't become dehydrated or experience any adverse side effects from breaking your fast too quickly. Ending a Christian fasting period should always be done with gratitude for the time spent in spiritual growth and reflection on God's Word. I want you to know that breaking your fast correctly will ensure your hard work pays off in full. Doing so helps us maximize the physical, emotional, and spiritual benefits of our fasting experience while honoring God with every step taken afterward. What are the risks associated with fasting? At its heart, fasting is a spiritual exercise, and like any physical or spiritual exercise, it can have risks if done improperly. So it's essential to understand these risks to ensure you're fasting safely and with the right intentions. One of the main issues with fasting is dehydration. When you fast, your body is no longer getting hydration from food and drinks as it usually would. So it's essential to ensure you stay adequately hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Another risk of fasting is malnutrition. Since you are not consuming food during a fast, your body may not get all the necessary nutrients to function correctly. Therefore, it's essential to supplement your diet with multivitamins while fasting to ensure proper nutrition. It's also essential to pay attention to your mental health when fasting. Fasting can be emotionally taxing and can lead to feelings of frustration, fatigue, and low mood if done for too long or without proper breaks. If you experience these symptoms while fasting, take a break and focus on physically and mentally recharging before continuing. Fasting is a potent tool for spiritual growth and self-reflection when done correctly. Still, it's essential to understand the potential risks associated with it so that you can practice it safely and responsibly. Make sure you care for yourself throughout the process by staying hydrated. If you go for more than 3 days without water, you will die. Make sure you eat nutritious foods during breaks from fasting and listen closely to your mental state to get the most out of your spiritual journey. Is it possible to fast while still eating certain foods? It can be challenging to reconcile spiritual practice with our human needs. When it comes to fasting, many of us may ask, is it possible to fast while still eating certain foods? The answer is absolutely. Fasting doesn't have to mean total abstinence from food. The key is ensuring that whatever we eat still fits into the spirit of a fast. Instead of focusing on the quantity of food, focus on the quality. Eating small meals that are healthy and nourishing is a great way to practice fasting while still getting the nutrition we need. It's also important that food consumed during a fast does not become an idol or distraction from God's presence. So if we're choosing to eat during a fast, consider limiting it to water-based items such as smoothies, fruit juices, or vegetable juices, and avoiding high-fat and sugary foods, processed sugars, and unhealthy fats. Fasting can be a compelling way to draw closer to God, so let's ensure that whatever we do during this time aligns with our goal of seeking Him. Then we can trust that He will meet us wherever we are and guide us in what we should do, or not do, to honor Him best. Is it necessary to fast regularly? It's a great question whether it's necessary to fast regularly. I believe that fasting is an essential spiritual practice, but it doesn't have to be done on any particular schedule or in any specific way. At its core, fasting is about connecting with God and seeking His will for our lives. It's an act of humility and submission that acknowledges that our desires are not the most important thing. God's will is what matters most. Fasting can help us focus on prayer and draw closer to God, so it's worth considering if you want to grow your faith. That said, we can only feel obligated to fast sometimes or in a specific way. Everyone has their journey of faith, and everyone will have different needs for spiritual growth. God wants us to live out our faith as individuals and make use of the spiritual practices that work best for each of us personally. So whatever you do when it comes to fasting, keep your relationship with God at the center so you can reap the benefits He has planned for you. Is there a difference between fasting in the Old and New Testament? In the Old Testament, fasting was a sign of mourning, repentance, or a plea for an answer from God. It was typically accompanied by a time of prayer and confession of sins. In the New Testament, however, Jesus changed the meaning of fasting. He taught that fasting is not about mourning or repentance. It's about seeking God's will and direction in our lives. Jesus said we should do so secretly when we fast and not make it a show. We should also have a clear purpose and be willing to humble ourselves before God. This type of fasting is often called spiritual fasting because it draws us closer to God and helps us discern His will for our lives. The Old Testament also talks about corporate or communal fasting. Setting aside time for all believers to pray together to seek direction from God on behalf of the entire community. This type of fasting still happens today in churches around the world. Fasting can be a powerful tool in our spiritual journey. It helps us focus our minds on God and align ourselves with His will. Whether you fast corporately or privately, knowing why you are doing it and how it can benefit your relationship with Christ is essential. Conclusion. Fasting is a powerful part of the Christian faith and can be an incredibly beneficial practice for your spiritual journey. You can become closer to God and experience His power more excellently through fasting. Whether you fast for one day or multiple days, it's essential to understand the risks associated with fasting and have a plan for breaking your fast to maintain your health. While it is possible to fast while still eating certain foods, it's essential to consider how much food you consume while fasting. Ultimately, fasting is an individual decision that requires prayer and thoughtfulness. If you embark on this journey, Remember that God will meet you where you are and provide strength when needed. Pray daily throughout your fast, asking God to reveal himself more deeply in your life. As he reveals himself through fasting, may he open new doors of understanding so that he can truly transform your heart and life. This concludes this week's podcast. Thanks for listening until the end. Did y'all know that only 10% of churchgoers regularly give back to the church? Yet they are the ones that receive the outsized rewards. Will you be one of the 10% or one of the 90%? This ministry is supported by regular believers just like you. If this podcast added value to your life, please head to christianpure.com/donate to give as little as $1. God bless you and see you soon.